Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev blog post. New 3DS exclusives. I was catching up with Hot Tub Games, and this is not the best way to ask for money for a new project. Never give money without seeing a prototype! Exclamation. Update, this is Matthew Corden. He replied to my first game dev post on R3DS asking for money just on hopes and dreams isn't going to make you a game. He's just burning a community desperate for anything new. The result won't be a game, but instead he'll get a bad reputation in a very small industry. Anyway, this post isn't about that! Exclamation. I noticed on their 3DS project post two replies asking why they were targeting N3DS, New 3DS, instead of the O3DS, Original 3DS. Comment 1 regarding the O3DS power versus the N3DS. The console has had beautiful games running at 60fps, even in 3D mode. The games that had those issues are often lazy, or bad game design for the system that refused to spend a few hours doing proper tweaks to support it. I can't cherish a developer if their reasoning is not enough processing power for a title that probably is gonna be nowhere near the highest end kind of graphics the system can output. Comment 2. What doesn't excite me, however, are new 32DS exclusives. Is there a reason for making it exclusive to the new systems? I have an old 3DS, and I don't feel like getting the money for upgrading, especially this late in the 3DS life cycle. I feel like others may be in the same boat. Would it be possible to explore some options for making it available to all 3DS systems? Considering that it is a card game, I feel like it would work fine on an old 3DS system. Also, making the extra effort to release the game on all systems may increase profits in the long run. I'll start by saying, looking back to the DS library, it has some very nice looking 3D games. But it's not lazy dev to target N3DS. The difference between O3DS and N3DS programming wise is huge! Exclamation. Firstly, it's not the graphics rendering, they both have the same GPU. It's actually just everything else! Exclamation. The N3DS has 4 times the CPU megahertz speeds, and twice the RAM, which is also twice as fast. Which means the O3DS can only process a very limited amount of polygons before you hit even 30fps, or worse! Exclamation. You're probably thinking, so what? Well, encoding my 3DS game in C++ and enrolling my own 3D engine, which is optimized for low-end systems. And the performance hit is huge. My 3DS game engine, the only way to get anything that looks and plays great on O3DS is via low-level assembly, which is a huge investment this late in the 3DS life. And yes, there are people that have made that investment many years ago, i.e. Nintendo, second, and third parties. But not the new devs, the new indies, which are most likely limited to using Unity 3D. I'm not pretending to be the world's greatest 3D engine coder, far from it. But my engine code is fairly lean, 4 MB, compared to Unity 3D, 20 MB! Exclamation. It's only processing 2000 triangles, or less each frame, but after frustum checks, and polyculling, I couldn't even get an empty 3D landscape running at a smooth 60fps on the O3DS. Then you add gameplay, input and audio processing, it's just not worthwhile. The only way to really optimize C++ code is via hand-coded assembly. It's not just a few hours, it's researching hardware design, and programming registers directly, which I'm not even skilled enough to do, nor prepared to learn. While the N3DS processes the same thing like at 200fps, which is how it needs to run for an empty landscape scene. YouTube on my crappy 3D engine, YouTube my crappy 3D engine, while on my PC, which is 1000 times faster than a N3DS, the same code just flies. And for Unity 3D to target O3DS, you're looking at something simple in gameplay like an Atari 2600, or C64 style of game! Exclamation. As Unity 3D takes most of the RAM and CPU cycles. And unfortunately, most new game devs, for whatever reason unknown to me, tend to shy away from C++ languages, preferring instead Microsoft's proprietary C, and have a very strong dependency on a game engine. Both I think are ridiculous, as C++ isn't that different or harder than C, and a small 2D engine is relatively easy to create, especially with all the existing code that's out there now! Exclamation. But that's the state of indie game dev today. So that's why you don't see as many new O3DS games compared to N3DS. But from my point of view, the real benefit to targeting N3DS isn't just because of its indie-friendly power, but for its extra inputs. It resembles a modern controller with the four shoulder buttons and the two analog sticks, which makes the N3DS a worthy base target, and porting up to other consoles and PC a great idea. N3DS, thanks for reading. P.S. If you have a comment or feedback, please leave it below. I may miss it on my social media feed. M-Dasha my Netyaro's photos my Raspberry Pi, a web, storage and security server 3 comments on a game dev's answer to why do new 3DS 2DS exclusive games exist? Billy. 2018-12-11-2306+1100 or some work in explaining. Will you be potentially giving your engine to other licensed Nintendo developers? James Pedrero. 2018-12-12-725+1100 I don't know. http://mg.org blog 3DS is 404, and mg.org is an awful page. So, Starlazy Dev is true after all. M. Garsha. 2018-12-12-841+1100 at Billy. The engine is WIP, and doesn't do much. But I do share code via Nintendo's forum. https://development.nintendo.com/group/development.6ppr2/forums/english/gts/message/boards/posts/13595851 @JamesPedrero. Fixed. Thanks. Comments are open.